Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Dr. Robert Meyer. He is a radiation oncologist at Swedish Center Institute in Seattle and medical director of the Swedish Radiosurgery Center. He is known as one of the top specialists in the field. And today we're going to be talking about prostate cancer screening and treatment. So thank you very much for joining me today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Stephen. Glad to be here.
Well, tell us, first of all, before we get started, tell us a little bit about yourself and give us a little bit of your background.
Well, I'm a radiation oncologist, which is a cancer specialist dealing in radiotherapy to treat cancer. I specialize in treating prostate cancer. Started out, went to medical school and trained down there in Los Angeles at UCLA, and I have been up here in Seattle for the last 20 years. I'm the medical director and the Swedish Radiosurgery Center at the Swedish Cancer Institute.
Okay, the focus of our discussion today, we're going to be talking about prostate cancer screening. So can you describe to our listeners what exactly is prostate cancer?
Well, the prostate is an organ deep in the pelvis of man, and it's this organ is there to help hold back urine, and it's also part of the sexual reproductive system. Well, the prostate, as men get older, can often develop growths, and these tumors can sometimes be malignant. Now, sometimes prostate cancer can be a slow-growing type of tumor that doesn't need to be treated, but it also can be life-threatening. And so because of this, we need to be aware of it and treat it when it's necessary.
Now, how common is prostate cancer?
Well, 1 in 9 American men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. It is the most prevalent cancer in American men, excluding the benign skin cancers.
Are all men equally likely to be diagnosed with prostate cancer, or is it something that is hereditarily predisposed?
Well, absolutely, Stephen. That is important. It turns out people with a family history of prostate cancer are at higher risk for developing this malignancy. Also, African-American men are at higher risk.
Okay, what are some of the common symptoms of prostate cancer, and do the symptoms always present themselves?
Well, this is part of the problem. When prostate cancer is caught early, most people don't have symptoms. So this is why it's important to look for it before you have symptoms, and that's why we have the PSA blood test, which is a screening test. It's pretty good at finding prostate cancer early.
Now, are there any other means of screening for prostate cancer?
Well, yeah, the digital rectal exam also is helpful. We can sometimes find cancers by feeling the prostate, but the most important tool is the PSA.
At what age and how often should men actually be screened for prostate cancer?
Well, for most men, screening starts at age 50. However, if you're at high risk, if you're of African descent or if you have a family history, you should start at age 45.
And what treatment options are available for prostate cancer?
Well, the first thing to recognize is once the diagnosis has been established, and that requires a biopsy, we don't make a diagnosis based on the screening blood test, but if a biopsy shows prostate cancer, nearly half of those men have a cancer that may be able to be observed. Nearly half of patients, we can do something called active surveillance, where we keep an eye on things, and perhaps we don't need to treat, or at least we can defer treatment. Now, if you do have the type of prostate cancer that we're worried about, the type that can spread, then your options are either surgery, but we now have good alternatives to the radical prostatectomy, and that is radiation therapy is another option, and radiation therapy has really advanced quite a bit in recent years.
What are some of the key differences between the treatments? Are there any key differences between the treatments?
There are. Radiation therapy, as I mentioned, has been around for a long time. But what's happened is we've developed more advanced ways of delivering radiation therapy. One treatment is called stereotactic body radiotherapy, or you'll see it referred to as SBRT. And this treatment is showing really exceptional results. You know, I headed up a national study on this where we treated over 300 patients with SBRT using a device called the CyberKnife. And the CyberKnife is exquisitely accurate. It can deliver radiation with under a millimeter of accuracy, and it focuses the treatment on the cancer but avoids the surrounding organs. And with this treatment, we can complete the whole course in just 5 days. And we've seen with this really quite excellent cancer control rates, but also very good preservation of quality of life.
Okay, and also, how does the SBRT type of therapy, how does that differ from traditional radiation therapy?
Well, traditional radiation therapy is not that accurate. Basically, we set the patient up. The machines treat with a few millimeters of accuracy, maybe 5 or 7 or 8 millimeters of accuracy. And typically they treat in just a single plane with just a few beams, whereas the CyberKnife is continuously monitoring the target and continuously adjusting for any motion. And so it treats with sub-millimeter accuracy. It also treats from a spherical geometry. So you have lots of beams all intersecting through the target, and that effectively concentrates the dose and allows us to avoid the organs around it. So we don't need to dribble the dose out over 8 weeks. We can do it in just 5 treatments because we do such a good job of avoiding the bladder and the rectum and the other structures that are right next to the prostate.
So after you get diagnosed, how do you decide on which treatment to use?
Well, that's a great question. So, you know, when guys are diagnosed with prostate cancer, understandably, they're afraid, and oftentimes the urologist will recommend that their prostate be removed. And while that's a good treatment and it does work, it yields good results. These more modern radiotherapy treatments, such as SBRT, are also a good option. So what's important is that you explore all the options, and I think talk to both a urologist, but also a radiation oncologist, and discuss these options.
So you're saying that the SBRT therapy is a more precise form of therapy?
Correct. Yeah, it's the most precise form of treatment, and you know, because of that, it allows us to concentrate dose better, give a higher dose, and so it appears that the cancer control rates are better. Plus, the long-term side effect profile looks quite compelling.
And what's the success rate on treatment for prostate cancer?
Well, it depends on how early you catch it. And that's why we are emphasizing the PSA screening. Because if you catch it when it's early, the cancer control rates are excellent. In my study, 5 years of follow-up, we found about 97% of patients were free of cancer. If you follow patients longer, when you say out to 10 years, even at 10 years of follow-up, you can count on for many types of cancer better than 90% control rate. On the other hand, there's some varieties of prostate cancer we call high risk that our control rates aren't quite as good, but still very promising.
Now, as we get ready to close, if there's one point we can take away from this interview about prostate cancer and prostate cancer screening, what would that be?
Well, I think the one take-home point is, you know, guys, prostate cancer is very treatable with a long-term excellent quality of life. Don't be afraid to get that PSA test. If we catch it early, we can take care of it, and you can live a good long life.
And is there any place on the internet that people can go to get more information?
Well, our website at my hospital up in Seattle is swedish.org. And if you want to hear about SBRT, you can look at .cyberKnifeProstate.
Okay, Dr. Robert Meyer, radiation oncologist at Swedish Center Institute in Seattle and medical director of the Swedish Radiosurgery Center. And we've been talking about prostate cancer and prostate cancer screening. So thank you very much for joining me today, doctor. Some great information. I really appreciate the time.
It's been my pleasure, Stephen. Thanks for having me on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.